Classic Rock, 97.5 FM, the John Mellencamp. But I'm a little rattled here. Oh. Apparently upstairs they're getting just a shipload of calls.
Well, we got we had a suit in the building here, or in the room just now. He's left.
Oh, geez. So he says, I'm only putting on the good calls. This is what they're saying. I'm only putting on the good calls because they're getting all the ship calls upstairs. Hi there on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Al Hurton.
Yeah, Al, nice to have you on.
Yeah, me and my buddy here, we're just heading to work on this cold Monday morning, and I just want to let you know that that's a brilliant joke. I think it's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time, and those people that kind of got duped into it, well, if they can't handle the joke, they should go back to wah-wah school.
Whoa!
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Scruff.
Bye. Hi there, good morning.
Joe.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Don't
want to say? Fine, go ahead. What's your point?
The point is, that lady that's complaining is probably very old-fashioned, just like a radio. She doesn't have that little dial that can go to the left or the right.
Point well taken.
If she doesn't like it, go sit on a picket fence.
Thank you.
Whoa. Oh.
Bye. Bye. Hi there. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, who's this?
Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart.
How are you doing?
Fine, man.
I thought it was a great joke.
Yeah.
And anybody who doesn't have a sense of humor, they should write into the wine line or go, there, you know, or whatever. You could have given them free tickets to a jet game.
Hey, give Peter Warren a call later on. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, one more. Hi there. Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
I think you guys are a hoot in the morning.
Oh.
You guys are the best.
Well, thanks a lot for your call.
Okay.
So that's good. Uh-oh, bat line. Hello.
Uh-oh.
Scruff?
Yeah, hello.
I told you not to answer this one, Scruff.
Morley Callahan calling.
Uh-oh. Program director at large.
I think you know why I'm calling. I just got to page 3 in the Winnipeg Sun here, and I thought we were going to Florida. I thought when you asked us for the $25,000 in the budget to take 30 people to Florida, or to Miami in Florida, now I find out from the paper that you actually went to Manitoba. So, I think that's a misuse of funds, and I'm going to have to suspend you. until we get this thing straightened out. You told us you were taking 30 people to Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, you went to Manitoba. So I'm just going to have to take you right off the air right now because this is just irresponsible radio.
Oh, come on.
And we are getting a ton of calls upstairs.
Oh, my.
We just can't risk, until we get things settled out here as to if this was an honest bid or not.
So you're suspending me is what you're telling me?
Right now. And,
I don't.
Oh, what an a-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Scruff, easy now.
That's unbelievable. Okay, I'm out of here.
How many radio stations Scruff, have you been suspended in and you're going to be suspended
on this?
Come back,
Scruff. Scruff.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry.
Yes, sir.
You're in charge. Until further notice.
It's the top of the hour. We'll continue to take some calls if that's okay, sir.
That's fine.
Okay.
And don't you do anything weird either.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
In an hour. Okay. I'm rattled here. It's 8 o'clock. We'll take a break here.
We have to do traffic, sorry.
Okay, let's do traffic then. Oh, boy. All right. Time for traffic. Here is Pinball with an update on our streets.
At least the traffic guy's okay. We've got a collision out.
Edward Street. Now, listenership, here is the latest. Now, our program director, Morley Callahan, called just before 8. Scruff has left the building. We are given to understand that this story now has mushroomed beyond the simple gag that we played that most people seem to have sympathy with on the air and will take calls. Now we've moved from that, from stories that appeared in wire services across North America called Connor's Caper, from stories that appeared on page 3 of the Winnipeg Sun, fans bowled over, Super Contest Dupes 30. Our own Peter Warren from upstairs on the CJLB action line is now on the case, and he's extremely upset. And finally, some of the suits upstairs have come into the building, and they're upset about it. Scruff has now been suspended. I we're going to take calls. You can tell us what you think about what we did. We thought it was a good-natured joke, but if you want Scruff to come back, then you're going to have to let us know. And use the fax machine, too. We'll turn it on, 780-9750. Address your facts to Morley Callahan with your opinion as to what's happened here. Now, I have to take a few calls here. Now, it's